Hare Krishna. So Krishna is speaking about the lust. The whole section that we're discussing is all about understanding the lust, the places where the lust is sitting, and how to curb the lust. Just in the previous shloka that we discussed, it talked about regulating senses. So now the question might be that why Krishna is just focusing on regulating the senses? He could have told that first conquer the mind, or he could have called that first conquer the intelligence. But he's saying regulate the senses, conquer the senses. Why is he saying that? That he's answering now in this question, in this shloka number 42.
Indriyani paranyahur indriyebhyah param manah manasastu para buddhir. Yo buddhe paratastu saha.
Now Krishna is telling us why regulating the senses is easier as compared to that of regulating anything else. Indriyani paranyahur. So indriya, which is their senses, so they are superior. Superior to what? They are superior to the dull matter. And then the next he says, indriyebhyah param manaha. So manaha, mind, is superior to indriya, senses. Manasastu para buddhir. Intelligence is superior to mind. Yo buddhehe paratastu saha. Saha, the soul. Soul is superior to the intelligence. So let's understand the hierarchy now. So we have dull matter, sense objects, dull matter. Above that, we have senses. And above the senses, we have the mind. And above the mind, we have intelligence. And above all of them, we have spirit soul. So spirit soul, or living entity, that living entity is the topmost entity when it comes to this entire hierarchy. So this is a very important thing to understand, that where are we? We are at the top. The spirit soul is at the top. Intelligence, mind, senses, sense objects, all of them are below the spirit soul. Now let's try to understand this verse a bit deeper. Lust is reserved within the body, but it is given vent through the senses. Therefore, the senses are superior to the body as a whole. So the lust is reserved in the body, that's very clear. But the senses which are there, these are used as an instrument for these lusty desires to be executed. Yes. Outlets are not in use when there is a superior consciousness or Krishna consciousness. So these senses are not used for fulfilling the lusty desires when they are engaged in service of Krishna. Now, Krishna consciousness, in Krishna consciousness, the soul makes direct connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, in this hierarchy, we have come till soul. But then the soul is making connection with the super soul. And we understand that soul and super soul both are residing in the heart. So now, in this entire hierarchy of senses, sense objects, senses, mind, intelligence, soul, above soul is super soul. The super soul is the highest now. Since the mind is active, then even though body may be silent and at rest, the mind will act as it does during dreaming. Now, see, when it comes to controlling the mind, controlling the senses, controlling the intelligence, is it so easy? No, this is the question. Now, suppose we say that, okay, let's stop these senses, let's control these senses. So, what does that mean? Am I supposed to stop all my senses? If I do that, what will happen? If I do that, there will be no action. I'll not be doing anything, I'll just be sitting at one place. Yes. And second, what controlling the mind are we talking about? Even when the entire body is asleep, is resting, mind is still working with full force, and the dreams are there because of the mind. And when it comes to the next part, that is the intelligence. So above the mind is the determination of the intelligence. So even the determination of the intelligence which is there, that is influenced by various factors around. So now controlling the mind, controlling the senses, or before that, avoiding the sense objects around, that is difficult. Then we understood that controlling the senses is difficult, controlling the mind is difficult, and even intelligence, that is also difficult. But then, the hope is the soul. So soul is the highest. The soul is the highest when it comes to these entities, and obviously after soul is a super soul. Therefore, if the soul is directly engaged in the service of the Supreme, naturally all other subordinates, namely the intelligence, mind and senses, will be automatically engaged. This is the solution. What is the solution? The living entity, the soul, should be engaged in service of Krishna, then automatically, next, intelligence, mind, senses, all of them will be engaged in service of Krishna. So all of them will automatically get controlled. Simple. Then it is said here, mind is directly engaged in service of the Lord constantly. If suppose if this is done, then there is no chance that the senses will become engaged in other ways. So it's like we engage the higher entity, automatically the lower entities are taken care. If suppose we engage the mind, then the senses will automatically be taken care. And when we engage the mind in service of Krishna, Savai Manaha Krishna Padaravindayoho. So if suppose the mind is engaged in thinking of the lotus feet of Krishna, what happens? The mind is always engaged and it can never fall down. A very, very important point. Yes. Therefore, directly understanding the constitutional position of the soul is the solution of the whole problem. Yes. Once we understand the constitutional position of the soul, the spirit soul, that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, and I am part and parcel of Krishna, and I have an eternal relationship with Krishna. Once we realize this, what happens? Then we'll get engaged in service of Krishna. So once the soul gets engaged, automatically the other entities will get engaged in service of Krishna. If by intelligence one engages one's mind in Krishna consciousness by complete surrender onto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then automatically the mind becomes stronger. And even though the senses are very strong, like serpents, they will be no more effective than serpents with broken fangs. So here we understand a very important point. We have to utilize our intelligence. We have to utilize our intelligence to understand the real facts of life. The reality should be understood. Most of the time we remain in illusion. So when we understand the reality of this world by utilizing our intelligence, then things will manifest. But then how to make this intelligence strong? How to realize using the intelligence? By reading Shastra, by reading scriptures. So this intelligence can be sharpened very nicely by reading Shastra, by reading Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, by hearing more and more discourses from realized souls. What happens? The intelligence will become sharp. And when the intelligence becomes sharp, that intelligence, the strong intelligence, will engage the strong mind in service of Krishna. And after that, what will happen? The mind is the king of all the senses. So all the senses will start serving. The senses will start serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because the mind is serving. So now these senses, in Shastra, they are compared to serpents, poisonous serpents. But then, the controlled senses which are there, under the controlled mind and controlled intelligence, which are in turn controlled by the spirit soul, they are considered to be serpents with broken fangs, with broken teeth. So there is no poison now. They are just like, you know, a pet snake, we can say. So in this way, we see that the soul should engage in service of the Lord by realizing various aspects of spirituality, and after that the intelligence should be made strong. When the intelligence is made strong, the mind is under control. When mind is under control, senses are under control. Even though the soul is the master of intelligence and mind and the senses also, still, unless it is strengthened by the association with Krishna in Krishna consciousness, there is every chance of falling down due to the agitated mind. See, it's very easy to speak. Now, there's a hierarchy and you control this, you control that, you control this, you control that. But the fact is, the reality is, we are completely uncontrolled. Everything is uncontrolled. So what is that will help us? Only one thing, as of now, in our current situation. Association of sadhus, association of devotees. So in the association of devotees, what will happen? In the association of devotees, will come in association of Krishna. So Narada Muni, now he is asking a question to Krishna. Oh Krishna, where do you reside? So Krishna is answering, Naham tishthami Vaikunthe. I don't reside in Vaikuntha. Yoginam hridayeshuva. I don't reside in the hearts of yogis. Then where do you reside? Tatra tishthami Narada. I reside there. Yatra gayanti madbhakta. Wherever my devotees come together and chant my holy names. So Krishna, he'll reside in the association of devotees. Krishna resides in the heart of a pure devotee. Tirthi kurvanti tirthani. So a devotee, a pure devotee, is like a pilgrim place personified. In fact, he has the power to purify the pilgrim places, the holy places. He's so holy. So when we are in association with such people, what happens? We get that strength. We get that realization. We get that inspiration to engage our senses in service of Krishna, to engage our mind in service of Krishna, to engage our intelligence in service of Krishna, and finally, surrender completely at the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. So this is possible. This is possible only by the association of devotees. We have to pray for it. If we don't have association of pure devotees, we have to pray for the association of pure devotees. And when we pray, Krishna will surely sanction. Arey, Krishna is sanctioning anything and everything that we pray for. Why will he not sanction this? So we have to pray. And we have to be very, very sincere in our endeavors, especially chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. We cannot miss. We cannot miss even one day. Every single day we have to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, offer prayers at the lotus feet of Krishna. Even if it's night, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, we should complete our rounds and then only sleep. So these different vrata that we take, that I'll sleep only after completing my rounds, I'll eat only after completing my rounds, it gives a lot of strength. It gives a lot of strength to the living entity to practice devotional service under the guidance of a bona fide, authentic spiritual master. Now Krishna is going to continue the same theme of lust and finally end this chapter by ending this theme of lust. So let's see the last shloka of this particular chapter number 3, in the next video. Hare Krishna.